It is time for our monthly update from Generations here in Plymouth, and Megan Whedon is here on this Tuesday morning as the month of May has begun. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
Time to talk about what's going on at Generations, and we're shifting gears into sort of a spring feel with all kinds of different things going on here throughout the month of May, including a spring fling that's coming up this weekend, sort of a craft vendor fair type thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be over 80 different vendors inside the Generations building and, weather permitting, also some outside. And it's going to be a standard craft show, but it is the Saturday before Mother's Day, so a great chance to get out and get some of those last minute gifts.
Yep, and I do remember that it was well attended last year. It's a great opportunity maybe to bring mom along or that kind of thing. You saw a lot of moms and grandmas and families and stuff like that. So it's a good event.
It is. And Piccadilly will be open as well, so you can get lunch while you're there and make a whole day of it.
Okay, that's coming up this Saturday as we head into Mother's Day weekend. Coming up today, in coordination really with Rocky Knoll's 100th anniversary celebration this year, you got an interesting historical event going on later today.
Yeah, so Katie with the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center will be at Generations starting at noon, and they are writing a book on the 100th anniversary of Rocky Knoll, and they're collecting stories.
Okay.
So anybody is welcome to come in if they have a personal story from working there, visiting there, a family member, anything at all. At this point, like I said, they're just collecting stories that will hopefully get published in a book later this year.
It's always busy at Generations, but this is a busy week. You also on the schedule for this week have a senior expo on Thursday.
Correct. So on Thursday, May 7th, from 11 to 3, our whole building will be turned into an exposition and social. So we're going to have vendors from a lot of different professions, health, wealth, things like that. Piccadilly will be open for lunch as well. We'll have some fun prizes, door prizes, baskets, but really just a great opportunity to connect locally with a lot of different professionals that can help.
And one of the monthly features that we talk about that's very popular is your supper club tour. And now with the weather finally starting to break and we're heading into, more often than not, we have nicer weather here in the spring and warmer weather coming in the summer. So that means your supper club tour starts to expand out. You stay kind of close to home when it's wintry and not so nice, but you're starting to get out and about a little bit, and that includes this month's supper
club. Yeah, we're traveling a little further this time. We're going to New Holstein for Altoona, and that's going to be on Thursday, May 21st. RSVPs go through Generations, and then we book the table.
Okay, and that'll be a popular destination, a nice road trip for the month of May, and a nice buffet style setting that they have there at Altoona. So I'm sure that one's going to be very well attended.
Yes.
And when we meet next month, we're going to start talking about some real warmer weather things, pickleball, summer concert series, all that good stuff. So everything's sort of right around the corner.
Yes.
Megan, we appreciate the update. Good luck with your very busy week this week, and we'll talk again in a month.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.